and good evening. This is Ralph Crummett Winrode II. I'm in Minnesota. What town am I? What town are we going to be? Huh?
Monaga.
What is it?
Monaga.
Monaga. Monaga. Monaga, Minnesota. We're going to be up there Tuesday. They have a. Have you write it down here so I can see it? They're coming after Richard Rappert and. 8 counts of tax in Minnesota for about $12,000 for 40 years. Does that sound like it's a little bit of overkill? 40 years. They really don't like Richard. He doesn't smell. When he had a bath, he smells good. I don't know. It's unbelievable. I'm going to talk about that today here. I didn't get much sleep, but I think we'll do the show. And I'm going to leave all the political stuff alone other than vote for Trump. Unless you got your head shoved somewhere where the sun don't shine. And the Democratic Party is totally gone. We got a whole bunch of Republicans that are including our senator that doesn't like Trump. And I'm not sure what they don't like other than the fact that they want to get Hillary because everything stays the same. We all got our little corrupt crony capitalism, and we get to have all of these radical Islamic terrorists for neighbors. Oh, what a deal. It's working out really good for France. I wonder, they say they're going to have to put up with it. Well, I guess they just have to keep killing them. I wonder at what point are they going to say enough is enough? And, of course, we got Obama, you know. See, they're actually aiding and abetting the enemy. That's treason, folks. They're waging a war on the laws of the United States. That's the Clintons. That's Obama. That's Lyon. Remember the name of the town there. So it's just unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up anymore. I can't compute how anybody supports a bona fide, certified liar. And Hillary is. She is the top of the heap. There's more dead bodies being around her and anything else. It's just unbelievable. Fergus Falls. F-E-R-G-U-S Falls. F-A-L-L-S. And its trial starts at 8 o'clock, if they have it. I don't think they'll do it. It's going to be a bench trial, and we're going to go over that today. We're going to go over some of the elementary parts of a taxpayer. And it's absolutely astounding. I put out a brief. I had to go correct. I always have typos. I had phase, P-H-A-S-E, instead of phrase, P-H-R-A-S-E. So I'm going to be putting out revisions on that. I always have typos because I usually never have time to really sit down and proof it. But we'll get there. The logic is sound. And what's the overview of the logic to go up against the Internal Revenue criminals and the state revenue criminals anywhere? What's the logic? They use logic in law. Law is logic. It's like a math, basically. It's composed of essential elements. And in Black's Fourth, if you type in essential elements and you go down through it, it'll stop all sorts of different places. What slander, the essential elements you have to prove, treason, what the essential elements are. These are things that must exist for that charge to have standing or to happen so you can be prosecuted for it. It must exist. There's no getting around it. They know that. These trials, these charges, IRS, they don't usually even give the essential elements in the thing. I'm going to look at a couple of them here that I've got. But they don't do it. Why? Because, you see, we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know. A trial by jury in the IRS in a revenue case is a waste of time. You almost invariably will get convicted. Why? Because the essential elements that support the essential elements, they don't tie the facts that you sit there through a trial. I sat through Bax down in, from Alyeska. He got railroaded big time. They don't tie the facts to the law of the essential. They're disassociated. You sit in a trial and you hear, well, you bought gold coins. So? He bought silver coins. So? He had a bank account. So? Are those essential elements to the crime? No. They're non-essential. So the jury listens to a whole couple days of non-essential facts. But I know, I have been taught that all of this requires, if I have gold coins, if I have wages, if I have any income, anything, I owe the IRS or the state. How do I know that? Oh, because it's the propaganda we are taught. Are there facts and law in support of it? No, these people, you've heard people talk, show me the law. Well, there is no, there is a law. There's nothing wrong with the Internal Revenue Code. It's just that nobody ever reads it. They don't read it. It's what we think we know that's so that's not. That almost bites everything we do. We think we know and we don't. It's not based on facts. It's not based on reality. It's not critical thinking. But we know that because everybody does it. So it must be so. Really. Islam is a religion of peace. It's not even a damn religion. It's a culture. It's a Sharia law, the whole thing. But, oh, we don't worry. No, it's a religion. It is not just a religion. You can't separate it. Islam is Muslims. It's Sharia law. It's a way of life. You get Sharia law. It's like our country. You get our constitution of the several states. You get the constitution of the United States. That is our culture. And it's in total conflict with Sharia law and Islam. Because Sharia law goes with Islam. It's a whole different thing. That's why I don't know if anybody watched NAFTA Newt Gingrich. I'm glad he didn't make VP for Trump. But he did a spot on, it's on RENS, RENSC.com, and it's on Bill Still, BILSTILL.com. He did a spot on Islam. If you believe in Sharia law, you can't be here. I'm sorry, it's like the Spanish Inquisition. You can't be in our country. Can't be here. Go to a country that loves Sharia law and that culture. That loves to whack on the private parts of women, treat them like dogs. Hey, if you like it, go for it. Okay, so you don't like certain parts of it. Well, unfortunately, Sharia law can't be here. Never. They've got Sharia law courts in England. These people over in England are in a sinking ship. They've started the right way. To be able to control, imagine that a country that can't even control the people that come into it. That's our country right now because we got a guy that's committing treason at the top, Obama. Hillary is running, she wants more of them. And then we got Loretta Lynch, lying Loretta Lynch, meeting with somebody that's under investigation and saying, hey, what? Well, I probably got threatened. I don't know, or paid her off. I don't know. You can't even do these things. It's unheard of. And they do it. They're rubbing our noses in it. So getting back to this taxpayer stuff. Why? And Minnesota is a killer. I found it, and I will be able to connect the dots now where it says, and let me go find out where that is here in the Minnesota statutes. A taxpayer in Minnesota, if you register to vote as a citizen of the United States, you then are considered a taxpayer and can write off political donations. The political donations is tied into a taxpayer, but you got to be registered to vote as a citizen of the United States. So a citizen of the United States, this is why this is so important. I knew this. I'd put the logic together. I just couldn't prove it. In Minnesota, we can prove it. And now I see where the hook is. I will prove it. I can prove it in every one of these states. It's just knowing how to. So if you are a citizen of the United States, you are a taxpayer. And if you are a taxpayer, guess what you get when you go to tax court? All taxpayers are supposed to go to tax court. Why? I am under the public rights doctrine. I owe society, instead of our republic was founded upon a limited delegation from the inalienable rights of our creator, where we control and put people in charge, our government. It's upside down. That's the public rights doctrine, and I've got some cases. I'm going to get this, and we're going to get this into the Federal Court of Claims. It's an implied in fact contract because it has to exist. How did I end up trapped in the damn pot when I didn't even know I was getting in the pot? Nobody's ever done it. Yeah. And we will. We're learning. Knowledge is power, Jose. My people die for a lack of knowledge. They don't teach us. So getting back to my original premise, what is, because I keep analyzing and I keep looking at these different issues and why do we lose? Why? Well, how are they doing it? I know these people, they're good at it. I mean, you got to admit to it, they are good at what they're doing. They really are. There is no getting around it. Let me find this one here where this taxpayer is defined here in Minnesota. I've got to find this here. Let's see here. I'll find it here where in just a minute where a taxpayer is defined, and it's right in there. Tax year, taxable year, taxpayer. Well, I'll find it in a minute here. I'll give the exact quote. So that, and I put this thing out, and if you aren't on the IRS list, you've not seen it. If you're listening today and you put IRS in the subject matter, I will send it to you. But you have to ask. He who does not ask, I don't care. I'm sorry. I've been down that road too many times. I'm not going to waste my time for people that don't have enough inclination to ask or to do the research. I'm just not going to go there. Been there, burnt too many bridges doing that type of stuff. I'll find this in a minute here. I haven't found it. When we go to break, I'll try to track it down. But it is right in the statutory law of Minnesota. A citizen of the United States is the only people in their world that's allowed to vote. The elective franchise, a citizen of the United States, thus has no right to vote. Do you know that? The Supreme Court said so. Cruikshank is one of the several cases. Yeah. So why is everybody like that? Because they need our consent to step out of our republic, inalienable rights from the Creator, where we're in charge. That's why they always, everything, jury, citizen of the United States. Everybody here, citizen of the United States. Oh, yeah, hey, oh, wow, that's such a good thing. What is it? I don't know, but everybody's doing it. I got my hand up. It's a good thing. Can you define it? Nope. It's a fiction in law created in 14 Stat 27 to have the same rights as white citizens. It was put in initially for the cover of the Negroes. Hey, we're going to be good to those Negroes. We're going to make them all citizens of the United States. It's an overlay. And then we memorialized it in the 14th. But since everybody born or whatever, subject to, which we're going to get to in a minute, is a citizen of the United States. Oh, then in 1870, they come along and say, oh, you know, that thing that we did for you Negroes, we really didn't need to. That was a scam. You can be naturalized like everybody else. It doesn't make any difference what your skin color is. In 1870, they passed a law for naturalization for blacks. But back in 1866, they couldn't figure it out. We're going to have the same rights as white citizens. So in 4 years, they had an epiphany. Right. It's a scam. They had to create a fiction in law. so we don't have standing in our republic. And then in 1913, they took away, they people voted in that these legislatures of the several states voted in the senators. That's why there's two equal for each one of these. They're foreign states. They're all different countries. They took the standing of the senators away in 1913, 17th Amendment. Well, guess what happened right after that? So I can go into Westlaw. The United States, or United States is the real party of interest in a constitutional republic. It is not United States of America. All of a sudden, we changed over to United States of America after 1913. You see, it took about 3 or 4 years before all of a sudden that's where everything is today. Except in, guess what? You go into the Federal Court of Claims, they still use United States. Ooh, isn't that amazing? That's a clue, you think? The Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, they still use United States in a lot of their cases. Why is that? Because those are the only constitutional remedies. They're there. Congress can say, well, you know, we give you a remedy, but you just aren't smart enough to know, and you're deemed to know the law. Guess what, Bubba? We coming. Because we're being able to prove this stuff now. And we're going to see what happens Tuesday. It's never been done, a bench trial. I've got to give it to Richard. He was spot on. Now that I see it, it's right there. I don't know why it took me so long to see it. Because I thought that was a good thing to do, was have a trial by jury. But then when you don't have the law and facts to support the violation of the law, how can you, if you separate them, how can you have a trial by jury? Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus, Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and it's in Minnesota definitions. It should be available to anybody on the internet, but it's in 290.01 definitions. This is in taxation, and it's the, for some reason they use subdivisions. SUB is in Baker, D is in Delta, subdivisions, and it's number 6. Taxpayer. The term taxpayer means any person, by the way, which are about individuals, all kinds of things, or a corporation subject to a tax imposed by this chapter for the purposes of, they get around and they say 290.06. That is somebody that can write off donations, political donations, as a taxpayer. Means an individual eligible to vote in Minnesota under 201.01 vote, which is a citizen of the United States. There it is. That's tied right there together in one thing. There's no doubt. Citizen of the United States is a taxpayer. You sign up, you are automatically saying, I am a taxpayer. How did I do that? Because when you are a taxpayer, where do you go to court? You don't go to an adversarial court. You go to tax court of the United States. It says we adjudicate public rights doctrine. That is where I owe society something. And it was done in 1856 with the Hunter's Lessee case in a territory. A territory, folks. Territorial law where you are under the absolute plenary power of Congress. No wiggle room. Congress is it. They tell you to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. Tell you can't go to the bathroom, you can't go to the bathroom. Nothing to do with the several states. This is the scam. This is the con. It ain't a scam, it's a con. Saul Alinsky would be proud of the book that he dedicated to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals, of which the two star pupils being Obama and Hillary. Hillary even improved on what Saul Alinsky did. The con. Lie, lie, lie. Attack them with other stuff. And then behind the scenes, just do whatever you want. The con. And he learned it from criminals. Saul Alinsky. But there it is right there. This is in Minnesota. Check it out. Just go into the thing. It's right there. So we have now to, for sure that a citizen of the United States is a taxpayer. So what am I going to do about that? Well, this is one of the reasons why I started putting into the public record. I am not a citizen of the United States under 14 Stat 27, have the same rights as white citizens, regardless whether I'm black, white, or purple. It's irrelevant. I'm not that. Everybody has a right in our country to be a citizen of one of the several states. That's our Declaration of Independence. Starts from right there. But you have to declare it. You have to know what you're talking about. They say, oh, it didn't make any difference. Well, first of all, you have to find out who you are. Are you a citizen of France? Are you a citizen of Russia? Do you think it might make a difference if you're in America or a citizen of one of the several states? Do you think your standing, who you are, might make a difference? Of course it does. Then you don't let these guys get away with the fact that, oh, we are going to give you to vote. The right to vote is an overlay over the electee franchise. That's why they set this thing up. is the elective franchise is to be a citizen of one of the several states. And they put a fiction and law over the top of it that you can't discriminate. See, they couldn't come in and change it because they had no authority. Well, why did they just naturalize everybody? The blacks. Why didn't they do it in, right up front? No, because of this is the powers of evil, the principalities of evil that's doing this stuff. No doubt in my mind. Because it's amazing. You got to give credit where credit's due. There it is, 209.01. SUB subdivision number 6, right there. It's tied in. If you want to say that you go into a federal trial, citizen of the United States. I can remember.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here in Seymour in Alaska. You got a question or comment?
Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States, right at the end, says that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. So any state that did not vote yes for the 17th Amendment is not governed by it.
That'd be true, except all these guys have, it's like everything else, they just automatically do it because everybody else is doing it, and there's a case of Oliver of the Supreme Court of the United States said that we are supporting and allowing all of these states to operate outside of their constitutions. And we...
Well, the thing of it is that one of these states that did not vote yes should stand up and start appointing their own senators and start turning this thing around.
Well, unless it's Texas, it probably ain't going to happen. Seems like, well, Texas is leading the point on some of this stuff. For some reason, we know Alaska's not going to do anything.
No. But I'm trying to get a hold of different states and try and find one that will stand up for this, because that can start turning everything around.
Well, that is. And one of the other things, though, is, and I want to have it. I tried to get Alaska to take me on, and they wouldn't do it. I tried to get them when I went to driver's license. I did it right out in the open, and they just took it because I wanted to take them on. Oh, you're not going to allow me to get a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska? Because in Alaska, as soon as you get a driver's license, right in the code of that section, it goes to you are immediately signed up as a citizen of the United States in the National Voter Registration in D.C. Why is that?
So you know that they've signed you up as a citizen of Alaska?
I've already done it, and I put it in the public record, and then when I went over and got the driver's license, I didn't modify the form. I scratched it out right there in front of this gal. Hey, come on, take me on, baby.
Can you prove that they have not changed what you did?
No, I can't prove it, but they accepted it. And I got a copy of it. Do they know what's going on? I don't know. Probably not. The IRS does. There's about 5 people now that have had positive results from changing their status, including Ralph. I now get all my Social Security, no 15% taken out. Other people have had their money increased. They know.
Oh, I know. They know.
But we have not consenting.
Have not woke up yet.
We have to wake up and be able to argue, and that's what we're going to be doing Tuesday, because I'm going to get to it here before the show's over. We have questions that judge. A known legal duty is a question of law for the judge. Okay, where is the known legal duty, Bubba? Where is it? It's in Sheik case. It's in the Second Circuit. It says there's got to be a known legal duty, and I looked up the definition of a known legal duty. Hey, that's what I'm using is definition, the words.
So when are you flying down there?
When am I what?
When are you flying down there?
I'm already there. I'm in Minnesota right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm staying at Richard's house, and I'm tied into the internet on his internet doing my show from Minnesota.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
When will you be back?
22nd.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Wake up, people. I'm trying to help. I haven't got it all yet, but I'm working on it. And I am hell on wheels with research. And I tell you what, I don't do forgiveness. These people are evil. They're demons. Demonic. The principalities of evil. They're committing acts of treason in my country, in your country. So, like I say, why would I keep doing the same things over? We have proven now the tax court is a waste of time. I used to say go there because that was where we wanted to, but I had to prove it. I can prove there is no law in that court. They don't do the internal revenue laws. They don't do laws of the United States. They don't do anything. It's an inquisition. You are going in front of a, quote, attorney, if they are attorneys, and it's their personal opinion. That's it. That's all it is. And I'm going to get into the why the tax laws are different and why public rights is different. But let's get into, first of all, the standard that to use to attack these guys. Terms. If you use court cases, they have discretion. Oh, well, I think it might mean this. Well, I don't know. Did we actually hold that? Well, I don't know. Round and around we go. And we're going to use Part 301 regulations that have no force and effect of law. They're interpretive regs. This is what Texas did. Substantive regs. If you're going to prescribe law, the Congress actually put in 1946, agencies can prescribe law. They put that, two words, prescribe law. Who in the hell gave an agency the authority to prescribe law? They can't do it. Oh, they can. You know why? Because if we sign up to enter into the land of Oz as a citizen of the United States, the screenwriters, Congress, can make anything they want be true. It's a hard concept, people. It's like there are no public officers. They don't exist. There's nobody on the constitutional side. If you start checking. All of the federal judges are all employees. They all signed Form 61s. They're employees. They're not officers of the United States. There's not one president since, including FDR, has ever taken the exact oath that's in the Constitution of the United States. Why is that? I don't even know if all of them know it. They just give it to them, they do it. Obama didn't even do his out in the open. Oh, I did it behind the scenes, sir. I got the Supreme Court of the United States, and he can't even read off the proper oath. Really? And you're the Chief Justice? Could it be that because Mr. Obama, you is a died in the heart, you're a rat, you supported it's unbelievable, in Haney's book, the Muslim Brotherhood, they have been in the White House, Obama has used them in national security issues, the Muslim Brotherhood that Egypt threw out, not our president, oh, come on in, it's a religion of peace. God, it's just, I don't know what to say. What's it going to take to wake people up? Caesar in New York. Question, comment? Hello?
Hey. Yeah, Rob, how are you today?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, how are you, good buddy? You good?
I'm out of jail. I'm still upright, and I'm getting angrier every day.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear that you're good. I'm very glad. Rob, I got your email on the becoming a citizen of the state. Very detailed, very to the point. I tell you every day, my respects for you grow more. I tip my hat to you. You have got this thing down to a science, and it's amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. Once I get everything ready, I'm gonna send it out to you. I guess I got to take a color face picture, correct?
I'm sorry, you got to do what?
A color face picture and send you with the paperwork?
Yeah, I got to have a color picture and send me an email and I'll send you what you got to do and I'll get this done. I've got about four or five of them sitting there that I haven't done because I have a writ of certiorari for Robert Morgan in South Dakota that has to be filed by the 21st. So I'm going to have to finish that up and then get it to him for his approval and have him proof it and make changes or whatever. And then we'll have it printed out of Alaska and sent up to the Supremes.
All right, beautiful. And then once it's out of Alaska, then when I get it, I have to file it here in New York?
I'll say that again, please.
Once you have it filed in Alaska, when you send it to me, I have to file here in New York?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll send you stuff. You have to get it notarized and send it back to me, and then I will get it into the public record. Yep.
Well, you'll get it in the public record out there. Once it's in the public record out there, then it's...
Yeah, because a lot of the states won't do it. I can do it up here, and I get certified copies. I send you a certified copy back, and then in about a month, you get the original, and then I modify the state. I've got a couple of them that have been hanging there. But I modify the register of the when you sign up to vote, and I put the public record on there so they have knowledge. They can't say they didn't know. It's in the thing. And then you get a copy of that.
I got you. And then this way, when I vote as a citizen of the state of New York under the state constitution.
Nope, not a citizen of the state of New York. A citizen of New York. The state of New York is the government. The citizen of New York is the country, the land.
The
law of the land.
So a citizen of New York.
That's correct. Not the citizen of the state of New York. The state of is the government. Of New York, a foreign state. It's just like Europe. These are all these countries. They're all foreign to each other. They're foreign to each other. They're separate. They all got their own laws, their own constitutions, everything. And they're tied together by and through the Constitution of the United States for a more perfect union.
Ralph, I tell you, I tip my hat off to you. You've got this thing down to a science. I hope this gentleman in Minnesota, I hope you can help him out. And, you know, we got to stick together because all we got is each other. These people are out to destroy us. And like you said, these people are demonic, and they don't care.
No, they don't. And we got to, because anybody that votes for Hillary, I'm telling you, is absolutely a waste of time. If anybody hasn't figured out yet, they are into the evil, they want the evil, or they're illiterate. They're not illiterate, they're ignorant. They're stupid.
Rob, we've got an abomination sitting in the White House, Mr. Barry Sotero. I can't even look at this man when he comes on the TV because I want to vomit. I can't stand to look at this guy. I can't even look at his face. When I see him, I get chills up and down my spine. This guy is I'm telling you, this is the worst of the worst, this man.
He's the worst of the worst. Over in Paris, and he's talking about slavery and all this other, the Crusades and all this other nonsense. What the hell is that got to do? Yeah, especially down there in Texas. You can't go killing cops, folks. There are some of them bad. Absolutely. You prosecute the bad ones. There's always bad ones in anything. In society, there's bad people. You prosecute them. But you don't go shooting these other cops. They didn't have nothing to do with this. They got families. They wanted to go home. Can't be doing that. And this Black Lives Matter, the damn guy that formed that, he's a cop killer. He's down in Cuba. He escaped. In Cuba, he's being funded by Soros, and these guys are chanting mantas. They're saying, Black Lives Matter. No, why don't they say, what happened to the black gal that was in District of Columbia? Had a baby with her. They killed her. She was actually, there's a legitimate reason to do something there. You know, they don't talk about that. They want to talk about Brown down in Ferguson that committed 4 felonies in 11 minutes and try to get a gun away from the cop. Oh, and he's our hero. And they take a white casket and get him on a caisson thing in their hall with a horse drawn. Like he's oh my God, he's right up there with the president. Whoa, you betcha. Not in this damn lifetime. Wake up. Not going to deal with it.
Rob, it seems that it's getting worse and worse, and it's escalating more and more, and they're trying to, you know, they want to light this up. You know, they throwing gasoline on the fire.
Well, you need to get facts. Go look at Newt Gingrich's. It's on RENS, RENSE.com, and it's on Bill Still. Go look at what he said. He's right on. He is spot on. We can't have Sharia law in this country. If you want it, basically, why they did the Spanish Inquisitions to get rid of them over the Catholics and all that, and the Muslims. They can't be here, really. How can you believe it? Hey, are you a criminal? Oh, no, I'm not a criminal. Well, no, not me. Allah Akbar! Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh, sure. Anyway, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Ralph.
So, the tack is, which the Supreme Court uses all the time. They use this against us. So why don't we use it against them? It is well established that when a statutory language is plain, we must enforce it according to its terms. Many Supreme Court cases. They use that against us. Oh, well, that's what it says. We got to follow the law. We have to follow the statutory law. Well, guess what? we are learning to read the statutory law. Ooh, now what you going to do? We're going to see how this works out. That is the tact that I'm taking now, is to use the terms and to have all these definitions, to look all these definitions, to have them at your fingertips. If Congress says a taxpayer is this, I believe them. How can, are they going to say it's not? And the essential elements. These things must exist. They have to exist. It's just like up here for Richard. Let me get back up here to... See, they don't give the essential elements. They don't make it clear. Why is that? Because we do not want you to know what we're going to prove. We want to hoodwink and have you have a trial by jury, and everybody is going to think that they know what's going on, and they don't have a damn clue. They sit there, listen to the thing. I listened to Baxter in Anchorage, and I wanted to puke. I saw what they were doing to him, and there's nothing I could do. Attempt to evade and defeat a tax. They're charging Richard Rappert with 289A.631A. What are, and because these states use the Internal Revenue Code, and I tied that together, they're all piggybacked on it. So if you're evading, what are the essential elements? Number one, the existence of a tax deficiency. What does that mean? What is the definition of deficiency? It's in 26 U.S.C. 60211. It's got to be a subtitle A, a subtitle B, or a subtitle D, excise. There are four chapters. Do you know what's missing? E, which is ATF, alcohol, firearms, tobacco. Subtitle C. Do you know what's in subtitle C? You can't have a deficiency in wages. That's in 3401. You can't have a deficiency in 3406. That's 1099s. So how can I have a deficiency if I can't have subtitle C? It says so. 6211. Duh. We got a problem, you think? We're learning to read. So you can't have that. I'm going to skip willfulness on the other one. That's part of, I'm going to get down to that eventually. So that is the one there for tax. That's 7201. The other one that they use is 7202. The defendant had a duty to collect and account for and pay over the tax at issue. He had a duty. Really? What is that duty? Where is it? It's called a withholding agent. It is defined in 7701A.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Here? And what's a duty? And it's an obligation, a moral obligation. I got it out of Black's Fourth. I got it out of court cases. I got it out of 1828 Dictionary of Webster's. I got it out of Funk and Wagnalls. It is a moral, legal obligation to pay to do something or perform. Well, it says if I go down to 26 USC, let me find that here, 26 USC withholding agent, tell me it's not so. I mean, it's right there. So they want, you want me to act as a withholding agent or someone else to act as a withholding agent, really? Okay, well, what is a withholding agent? I'll find it here in just a minute. I got a smaller screen here. I can't believe I came up here and didn't bring this stuff to have my monitor work up here. But anyway, so we'll get this here. We'll get the definition of withholding agent up here in just a minute so I can read it exactly. It's 16. What is a withholding agent? The term withholding agent, it's in quotation marks, means any person, of which there are seven or eight of those, required to deduct and withhold any tax. That's subtitle A, B, C, D, or E. Under the provisions of, and it only lists four, subtitle A. So you got to be a non-resident alien, foreign corporation, foreign organization, and the other one is a hold harmless clause. Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax. Totally comprehensive. Tell me it ain't so. So that's 7202 that they're charging Richard with. Then we get to this one they charge people all the time. 7203, willful failure to file. You want my signature. You're going to put me in jail because I won't sign a document. What are the requirements? The defendant was required, the first essential element was required to file a return. Got to be required. There's no discretion. That's not voluntary, folks. I got the definitions of required and voluntary. That they are not the same. I'm required. There's got to be a known legal duty. That's under the willfulness. Or is it? That's a question of law. You see the problem they're getting into? They don't put these in the indictments that I've been looking at. They just say, well, you're supposed to, you made all this kind of money, and you did this, and therefore you didn't file, and we're going to charge you with this, and yada, yada, yada. Smoke and mirrors nonsense. It's unbelievable. And they're getting away with it. Well, there is another good one. Because somebody has to be a taxpayer. That's subject matter jurisdiction. How did I get to be a taxpayer? See, our whole adversarial system, we're not taught this. It's based on probable cause or contract law. There's contract law. You have a contract. I'm supposed to be cutting trees down. I didn't cut them. Okay, then there's a penalty. Okay, that's civil. On the criminal side, there are prohibited acts. I shall not murder people. I shall not steal. I shall not do this. I shall not do that. And then there is a penalty clause with it. Probable cause. They just can't come walking in your house. Well, I don't know. I'm here to check to see if you are pedophiles. Let me just wander around here and see if I can find any pictures on your computer. No, no. I've got to have probable cause. Back in a minute.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth.